హార్టి ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ ది సిస్టర్స్ హూ ఆర్ గ్యాదర్డ్ హియర్ బై ది విల్ ఆఫ్ ది మాస్టర్ ఇన్ ది ప్రేయర్ వీఆర్ లిఫ్టెడ్ అప్ ఇన్ టు ది ప్రెజెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మాస్టర్ Those who regularly pray, they have this experience that after some time they are not there. They are somewhere which they do not know. And after some time they come back into their mind. When we start the prayer, slowly in a boat. Say 10 to 12 minutes time, there would be the effort of the aspirant to relate to the energy which is invoked into him by the utterance of the sound CVV. That is the preliminary state where the mind tries to understand if there is anything happening within us, if there is any adjustment taking place within us. And suddenly, in a split second, we are lifted up. And we do not know thereafter what exactly has been done. And we come back again after 10, 12 minutes or 24 minutes or 30 minutes. Depends upon the work that is done on us. When the work happens in us, we are not conscious. After the work is done and we get back into our conscious state, we feel that something has happened. What exactly happened will be known far later. It looks as though you are given some kind of anesthesia and the operation is done. After some time you come back and you feel that the operation is done. How it was done will be known later. This is how mostly this prayer is experienced. When the adjustments are being done, the student is mostly in a state of unawareness, a state where he is not at sleep, he is also not fully aware. He is into a super awareness state which is not familiar to him, and after return from that state once again to normal state, we feel that something has happened, that there is some little more peace in us, and that we were not very conscious of what exactly happened. It goes on for some years, and the related impact would be known through our behavioral activity during the day in life. Over years, people notice that there is a distinct change in your behavioral pattern. This is how the adjustments are done in a very subtle manner. The master lifts us up, conducts the repair, and then sets us back into our familiar state. It goes on for some time. What happens is that we are in the prayer, is that our awareness is lifted up ఫ్రమ్ ది ఫైర్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ ఇన్ టు ది ఎయిర్ ఆఫ్ బుద్ధి. ఫ్రమ్ ది ఫైర్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ ఇన్ టు ది ఎయిర్ ఆఫ్ బుద్ధి. అండ్ ఇన్ దట్ స్టేట్ ది మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఎట్ రెస్ట్, ది రెస్పిరేషన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఎట్ రెస్ట్. వి డు నాట్ ఆల్సో ఫీల్ కాన్షియస్లీ ది రెస్పిరేషన్ అండ్ ది యాక్టివిటీ కీప్స్ హ్యాపెనింగ్ ఇన్ సైడ్. దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ఈజ్ నోన్ యాజ్ ది మాస్టర్స్ డెక్స్టరిటీ ఇన్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మింగ్ అస్ త్రూ ఎయిర్. ది ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ హీ డస్ ఈజ్ త్రూ ఎయిర్. వీ థింక్ ఆఫ్ బాప్టిజం బై వాటర్, మీనింగ్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఇమోషన్స్. బాప్టిజం బై ఫైర్, మీనింగ్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ థాట్స్. దిస్ ఈజ్ బాప్టిజం బై ఎయిర్. ది ఎక్వైర్డ్ ఏజ్ ఈజ్ ది ఏజ్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ది ఎయిర్. సో వీఆర్ లిఫ్టెడ్ అప్ ఇన్ టు ది ఎయిర్ అండ్ ఇన్ దట్ ఎయిరీ స్టేట్ వెన్ యూఆర్ ఇన్ ది బుద్ధిక్ స్టేట్ ది రిపేర్ ఈజ్ డన్ టు ది పర్సనాలిటీ. దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ఈజ్ మెంట్ వెన్ వి సే దట్ ది అవతార్ బై ది అవతార్ ఆఫ్ సింథసిస్ హూ ఈజ్ అరౌండ్ మే హీ లిఫ్ట్ అప్ ది ఎయిర్ టు ది కింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్యూటీ. సో వీఆర్ ఆల్ లిఫ్టెడ్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ ది మైండ్ సెన్సెస్ అండ్ బాడీ విచ్ ఆర్ జనరల్లీ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ విత్ ది ఆబ్జెక్టివిటీ. ది మైండ్ అండ్ ది సెన్సెస్ అండ్ ది బాడీ ఆర్ బై నేచర్ ది ఆర్ ఇంక్లైన్డ్ టు అసోసియేట్ విత్ ది ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ వరల్డ్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ది వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్. ఎయిర్ ఈజ్ ది మిడిల్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ బిట్వీన్ ది మండేన్ అండ్ ది స్పిరిచువల్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ది బ్రిడ్జింగ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ ది టూ. బియాండ్ ఎయిర్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఆకాశాన్ విచ్ ఈజ్ కంప్లీట్లీ స్టేబుల్ అండ్ ఎయిర్ ఈజ్ హ్యాస్ మూమెంట్. Fire has movement, water has movement, matter keeps on transforming. But this air is mostly with the sky and distant from time to time. It is with the sky. It distants to give relief to the beings. That's why we also utter forth about air in the invocation, Namaste Vayu. Salutations to you, O air. You are the Pratyaksha Brahma, meaning you are the one whom we can cognize. We know when there is air, though we cannot see it. When there is air, you cannot see. Fire you can see, water you can see, matter you can see, air you cannot see, but you can feel it. That's the beauty of the air, that you cannot deny the existence of air, but you cannot prove that this is air. You can't show it. It can be experienced, but it cannot be seen. And it descends from higher circles. The air descends from the higher circles to fulfill the lower circles. It brings forth prana. Therefore, in the fourth element, air becomes the chief plane of activity in the yoga related to the master. And verily, in the yoga, the eightfold path of yoga of Patanjali, it is the fourth step which is most relevant to withdraw from the objectivity into subjectivity. It's only through pranayama we relate to the unknown in us from the known side. Yama, niyama and asana are the three preliminary steps. Thereafter there is pranayama, which again is an activity of air. the air conducts the prana in us. They are called five airs in the body: prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. So relating to these airs, he is already relating to the inner side of your being, and you are no more relating to the outer side of your being or the mundane being. In the morning when we spoke about the purification of mind, senses and body by appropriately relating to the human beings, animals and plant. By that, you are purifying these three vehicles. In the prayer, we are relating to the air in us. So, in the regular eightfold path of yoga, you are suggested pranayama as a practice. In the yoga relating to Master CVV, the master does it. The master does it and you later know about it. That's the beauty. Many things are first adjusted and later you know that they are adjusted. The master himself, being the master of sound, master is Master Jupiter. Jupiter works with sound. Sound is the quality of the Akasha, the fifth ether. By uttering forth the sound, what happens is the air is put to action. When sound is uttered, the air is put to action and the air conducts the work of transformation in us. That's where the sons of air like Hanuman or the eagle, they become very relevant in these practices. They are all sons of air. We call the air that purifies us as Pavan. We also name people as Pavan Kumar and all that. So this air of Pavan, I spoke of seven Maruts once in Spain. The seven Maruts, the middle air is called Pavan. It keeps on purifying. The middle fire is again the fourth air. Among seven airs, the middle one is number four and it is power. The fourth element is air. The fourth step of yoga is about the air, pranayama. And we represent the fourth kingdom among the seven kingdoms of the creation. It's all about four, that we and the master is born on 4th of August. So if you see these coincidences, you can draw some inference from them. Many times in prayer, after a while we are gone. Take it as a state of anesthesia when you are taken into the operating theater. Until you are given anesthesia, you may be knowing a little. But after anesthesia is given, then the surgeon, he does the operation which we do not know. And after the entire operation is done, you return from your state of anesthesia. And then you ask, how did all happen? Sometimes you would even ask, was the operation done? Your relatives or the ones who are attending on you tell you, yes, it happened and it was successful. So we feel comfortable. In the prayer also many times, during that time when you are unconscious, meaning beyond your normal state of superficial consciousness, when you are, the adjustments are done. And the master does the adjustments with the help of the sound of Akasha, and the air as it brings forth with the sound. When we utter forth the master namaskaram, the silent Akasha is put to vibration and then the air descends. So the uttering forth is at the throat center. The uttering forth happens at the throat center. So when you consciously observe what is being uttered, the vibrations relating to the sound generate the needed airy movement that would lift the awareness, your awareness, from the state of mind to the state of buddhi. So in that state, when you are lifted up into that state, the personality of relating to your mind, senses and body is put to repair. That's why healing becomes a very effortless process in this path of yoga. Just like you are asked to move out of your vehicle and your vehicle is repaired. When you go to a mechanic shop with your vehicle which requires repair, you would be asked to come out of the vehicle, take a seat besides your vehicle, and then the mechanic attends to the reparation work and the vehicle is prepared. That is how the master says, on a one-to-one basis, I make the adjustments. Because each person has different requirements for adjustment. Some have to be adjusted in their thinking process. Some have to be adjusted in relation to their deeper psyche. Some have to be adjusted in relation to their emotions. Some have to be adjusted in relation to their physical limitations. All are adjusted. There are instances where rectifications are done in any one of the three planes. So therefore healing has become a byproduct in the path of yoga of Master Siri. It's not the main work of relating to the yoga. That's why if someone is not comfortable either in the mind or in his emotional state or even in his physical state, it is better that you invite him for prayer and do two or three prayers, one in the morning, one in the evening, one in the next day morning. Already the person feels the comfort emerging from the working of the energy within your own being. So that is what we see as an important dimension in this yoga. And the beauty is pranayama and even pratyahara are conducted. Pranayama meaning you in the regular eightfold path of yoga, you have to observe your respiration and the mind has to be applied upon inhalation and exhalation. Gradually the mind gets interested in the source of respiration, which is pulsation. And when you are with the pulsation, slowly the mind finds its own source and absorbs itself into the pulsation. When the mind is absorbed into pulsation, you walk into subtle pulsation. And that subtle pulsation leads you a state of absorption. This is how in the yoga path it happens. But in the path relating to Master CVV, as is experienced, that all this process happens first and later you come to know. First it is done, later you come to know. It's not that you remain gullible. You don't remain gullible. You don't remain unconscious. After the process is done, the knowledge is followed. First the needed adjustment happens. Later, the knowledge dawns. Likewise, many times we do things and when we do them, we don't see much logic in why we are doing it. But later, the logic comes and shows the way that why it was done and how it could happen in spite of your not knowing it. Many things. Not knowing it. In the morning, one of our brothers, he was striking from the platform. For the make all I came much early for nothing. I don't know why. In fact, as I came on the very first, in the very first prayer, I said that I don't know why I have come early, but I have come early. But during the prayer, you had the hint. And as you complete the prayer, you get into, you seek for the basic text relating to the suktams relating to Ashwins. And then comes the idea of giving the profound meaning of the functioning of Ashwins in the universe. And it went on into 10 classes or 12 classes. And it was so inspiring. So many things have emerged. The person who spoke in the morning, he took it up, he translated it, he transliterated, he transcribed, and then he rearranged the whole subject, and he has come up with a book now. All this is not originally foreseen, but as it keeps happening, you will see from behind. That's where in the books of the masters also you find many times intuitionally the work happens. Later the logic comes in support of what has happened. Logic is a secondary dimension while the work happens through intuitional levels. And the person who got it, got all this done, he also does not know why he did so. Much later, the revelations happen. Many things that happen to us in daily life also many times, we don't know why it happened like that. We don't know many times why it happened like that. It is contrary to our expectations. It is very common to us, isn't it? There are so many things that happen contrary to our expectations. Then you have taken every precaution. You have used all that brain capacity that you have to do the job, but it turned otherwise. What do you do? You don't know why it should be so. That's what should be understood as a kind of activity by which much adjustment is being made in you. Much adjustment is being made in you through a disappointment due to an expectation. A disappointment due to expectation. Adjustments keep happening. And if you go further in time, you would also know after some time it was so good that it did not happen. Whatever you expected, that it did not happen was ultimately to your good. But in the meanwhile, we go through the cool run, you know. You are into the fire, into the fiery pan. It burns and causes the adjustments, and you get cooked. And after some time you come to know, oh, it has to be like. Many things happen like that in life, isn't it? So also positive things happen suddenly, not only negative things. So these happenings are later supported by logic. We develop a logic for it. That is why Master Maurya, he gives a statement. Behind every problem that you encounter, there is a great gift awaiting. Before every problem that you encounter, there is a great gift awaiting. Do not bother about what has happened now, because all happens in divine order. All happens in divine order. And you would know why it was so. Had it happened according to your plan, it could have resulted in a greater catastrophe later. We see so many events like that. There are cases where people who wanted to catch the flight, they missed the flight. Later they find that flight met with a catastrophe. You are saved. Or you wish to go by the train, you missed the train and the train went into accident. You are saved. When things are saved, we seldom recognize. And when things are saved, contrary to your plan, we feel a bit disturbed. Not a bit, a lot. That disturbance is the fire through which certain adjustments are sought. So therefore the Master says the happening or non-happening of events in your life are all presided over by me. That's what he says. The happening or non-happening of an event in your life, they are all presided over by me for your good, for your good. We need to gain that kind of trust in the Master. He knows better. He knows better. He knows the timing better. Many times we plan to, many brothers, they plan to come to India, but suddenly something emerges and they cannot come. It's okay. It's also will of the Master. So this happening and non-happening of event, the why it was so will be known much later. Much later. Likewise, if you see the stories of initiates, it's only in retrospect we realize that what happened with them was right. In the stories of initiates, it is only in retrospect we know that what happened was right. See, there are so many events narrated in the scriptures of such situations. When there was a fight between the giant Ravana and Rama, the army of Rama is but the monkeys. The army of Ravana is that of giants, demons. Diabolics. They were fighting from within the fort while the monkeys are fighting outside from the ground. Every day after the war is over, we know how many are lost. But the giant of Ravana, every night he used to remove the bodies from the battlefield and throw them in a distant sea, so that the opponents do not know how many died in the opposite camp and how many are still there in the fort, to keep the Rama and company in a kind of uncertainty. Ravana was throwing away the dead diabolics every night into a far distant sea, so that after a few days of war, Rama and company would not know how many are still remaining in the fort. How many more days he has to fight? Do they have enough provisions to eat? Because if you come from a distant land to fight, you should have enough supplies to eat. The one in the fort, they would have their regular food and come back and fight. So this was the strategy Ravana played, and the monkeys were getting perplexed. Still, how many days we have to fight? How many more there are in the fort? And then for the monkeys, the another problem was, all those who are dead in the war, they were all lying over there. Daily they see their own friends, their own kith and kin dying over there. Looking at them, we have to fight. Bringing more reinforcement from within. You are already in an uncertain situation and you have your own friends, your own brothers, your own parents. They are lying there dead, and seeing that you are further dispirited and yet you have to fight. So is that not a very pathetic situation? But then came a situation where this brother of Rama, Lakshmana, హీ వాజ్ పెయింటెడ్ ఇన్ ది వార్ ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ ఏ స్పెషల్ వెపన్ యూజ్ ఆన్ హిమ్. హీ పెయింటెడ్ టు బ్రింగ్ హిమ్ బ్యాక్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ పెయింటెడ్ సిచ్యుయేషన్. హనుమాన్ హ్యాడ్ టు గో టు హిమాలయాస్ బ్రింగ్ ఎ పర్టిక్యులర్ హెర్బ్ హూస్ ప్రెజెన్స్ ది ఎయిర్ దట్ ఇట్ జనరేట్స్ ది ఫ్రాగ్రెన్స్ ఇట్ జనరేట్స్ వుడ్ బ్రింగ్ ది పీపుల్ బ్యాక్ టు లైఫ్. సంజీవని ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ బ్యాక్ టు లైఫ్. వెన్ హనుమాన్ కేమ్ విత్ దట్ హెర్బ్ టు ది బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ది బ్రదర్ ఆఫ్ రామ బట్ ఆల్ ది మంకీస్ హూ వర్ ఎర్లియర్ డెడ్ ది ఆల్ కేమ్ బ్యాక్ టు లైఫ్. సో వాట్ వాజ్ ఎ ప్రాబ్లమ్ టు ది ఆర్మీ ఆఫ్ రామ అల్టిమేట్లీ టర్న్డ్ అవుట్ టు బి ఎ గిఫ్ట్ బట్ ఫర్ రావణ ఆల్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ డెడ్ వర్ డెడ్ బికాస్ దే వర్ టేకెన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫీల్డ్ థ్రోన్ ఇన్ టు సమ్ వాటర్ సమ్వేర్ సో దే డిడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ హెర్బ్ through which the life has come back. So such things happen, and in every initiate stories you find it. The twists and turns that happen in life many times. They do not seem to be in tune with our plan, but there is a bigger plan behind it. The bigger plan is to save you more than your affairs. To save you is one thing, to save your affairs is another thing. To a master of wisdom, the beings are much more important than their affairs. The being should remain intact, the being should progress. Why I say this is, in the path of yoga of Master CBB, it is a personal experience that you many times do not know when certain adjustments happen to you. And after considerable period of time, you find that you are already at the bro center relating to the invisible world, no more with the visible world in your prayer. That's what we call the fourth dimension. You are lifted into the fourth dimension and you are out of the third dimension. Not with your effort, but by the effort of the Master who lifts us up through the sound. He introduces the sound. As you utter forth the sound causes the needed vibrations of air, and those needed vibrations of air lift you up. That's the work of the avatar of synthesis. And this stanza, may the avatar of synthesis, who is around, let his energy pour down in all kingdoms, is the stanza coming from Master Jwalpur. It is the fifth stanza of Great Invocation, which was not revealed by Madam Alice Bailey at that time. Later it was revealed, and the entire text came out. So in that you find this fifth stanza. May the avatar of synthesis who is around, let his energy pour down in all kingdoms. May he lift up the earth to the kings of beauty. The kings of beauty, it's all beautiful beyond the material. Three fourths is invisible, immortal and divine. Three fourths. Is invisible, immortal and divine, meaning full of light. One-fourth is visible and is mundane. So to lift up from one-fourth into that three-fourths is by itself a great work. It's a great work. And for that we are given practices in yoga. But the impact of the yoga practice depends upon you. The Eightfold Path of Yoga is a complete science of yoga. But it depends upon your ability to get into the invisible part of your being through the respiration. Respiration is also semi-visible and semi-invisible to us, isn't it? We don't remember daily that we are respiring. We are preoccupied with our thoughts, We are preoccupied with our desires. We are preoccupied with our movements here and there. Do we, unless there is a conscious effort, do we recollect automatically the respiration? It is there. We know that it is there. But how many times we relate to it consciously? It is a semi-conscious act in us. It's a semi-conscious act into which you enter when you enter into the fourth step of yoga. Why? Because when it leads you in, you know that it has been there and you have never been relating to it. It is there. It's like there is someone in your house whom you have not recognized. There is someone in your house living silently whom you have not recognized. Likewise, in your own being, there is a path which is continuously aspiring, which we do not relate to. Therefore, to a man of mind, it's an invisible dimension. And another dimension is that it is happening in you. You are not doing it. There is a side in us which is a happening, not on account of our doing, it is moving. There are certain things which happen by our actions. But here is an action which is not initiated by us. It is initiated even before we come to know of it. So, it is some invisible intelligence within you which is conducting this respiration. Isn't it? So what is that intelligence which is conducting this respiration? What is that intelligence which brings you to awareness in the morning and then takes you back and your awareness is taken back? Every morning the awareness arrives. Every night the awareness departs. Where? We don't know. Who is conducting it? What is the intelligence that is conducting this emergence of awareness and withdrawal of awareness? Who is conducting this pulsating principle, whether you are in a state of awareness or in the state of sleep or in the state of dream? The pulsating principle is eternally present in you. So this intelligence in you is invisible. There is a visible part relating to us. We know about our hands, our legs, and then we know about the five senses. We know about the speech faculty. We know about digestive system. All this we know. But the pulsating principle and the awareness principle which run the whole system, we are not really doing it. They are happening in us. You move into a field where there is something in you which is happening in spite of you. Without your proposal, it is happening. Without your conscious effort, it is happening in you. If you are asked to regularly breathe, if you are to live, you have to regularly breathe yourself. If it is said like that, how many minutes can we live? The moment you get a thought, your awareness shifts into thought, you forget about respiration and you collapse. Isn't it? So this principle of life, which is conducting itself as a pulsating principle in us, should be seen as the divine and invisible dimension. It is the divine and invisible dimension, and it has an immortal dimension. Life is beyond this body. Beyond this body. Awareness is also beyond this body. So even if the body collapses, you can, with awareness, with life principle, you can consciously move out. That is what yoga promises. That is what the yoga of Master CVV also promises. So we, in our own endeavors, are shifted into that part of our being which relates to the invisible side of our being. There is a visible side of our being, there is an invisible side of our being, ది టూ ఆర్ లింక్డ్ బై ది ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ అవేర్నెస్ అండ్ ది ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ అండ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ సైకీ దట్ రన్స్ ది హోల్ థింగ్. సో యూ వుడ్ బి ఈవెన్ బియాండ్ దిస్ ఫామ్, యూ వుడ్ మూవింగ్ అవుట్ విత్ లైఫ్ అండ్ విత్ అవేర్నెస్ విత్ యువర్ డెవలప్డ్ సైకీ, విచ్ మీన్స్ దట్ యూఆర్ యూ టెన్ టు బి ఇమ్మోర్టల్ బట్ నాట్ టెర్మినేటెడ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ యువర్ బాడీ. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ సీన్ యాజ్ ఇన్విజిబుల్ డైమెన్షన్ విచ్ ఈజ్ 3/4, వైల్ 1/4 ఈజ్ ది విజిబుల్ డైమెన్షన్ ఇన్ అస్. ది 1/4 విజిబుల్ డైమెన్షన్ ఈజ్ వాట్ వీ కాల్ ది స్క్వేర్. ది 3/4 ఇన్విజిబుల్ డైమెన్షన్ ఈజ్ వాట్ వీ కాల్ ది ట్రయాంగిల్. దట్స్ వై ఈచ్ మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ సెట్ టు బి ఎ టెంపుల్ విత్ ఎ స్క్వేర్ అపాన్ విచ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ ట్రయాంగిల్ మౌంటెన్. ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఈజ్ ఎ టెంపుల్ వేర్ ది ట్రయాంగిల్ మౌంట్స్ ది స్క్వేర్. ది స్క్వేర్ ఈజ్ ది వరల్డ్లీ యాక్టివిటీ దట్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ టు. ది ట్రయాంగిల్ ఈజ్ ది ఇన్విజిబుల్ బీయింగ్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ త్రూ హిజ్ విజిబుల్ టైమ్. సో టు షిఫ్ట్ అస్ ఫ్రమ్ ది విజిబుల్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది బీయింగ్ ఇన్ టు ఇన్విజిబుల్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది బీయింగ్ ఈజ్ ది మెయిన్ వర్క్ ఆఫ్ యోగా. అండ్ దట్ వర్క్ ఈజ్ ఇనిషియేటెడ్ ఇన్ ది 4th స్టెప్ ఆఫ్ యోగా, అకాల్ ప్రాణాయామ. దట్ మీన్స్ ఆల్రెడీ ఇన్ టు ది 50% ఆఫ్ యోగా ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ యూ గెట్ ఇన్ టు ది ఇన్విజిబుల్ సైడ్. ఇఫ్ యూ ఫుల్ఫిల్ ది ప్రాణాయామ స్టెప్ దట్ యూ గెట్ డీపర్ ఇన్ టు యూ అండ్ రీచ్ యువర్ బ్రో సెంటర్ విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రత్యాహార. అండ్ దెన్ ఇన్ ది 6th స్టెప్ యూ రియలైజ్ దట్ యు ఆర్ holding the body. It's not that the body is holding. You are holding the body. It's not that the body is holding you. You are the basis for the body. The body is not the basis for you. Your entire understanding takes to an upside down situation. We live in an upset situation. Now we get back into a set-up situation. We live with an upset understanding, upside down understanding. But once you get to the 6th step of yoga or dharana, there you realize that you are the one that is holding the body, it's not the body that is holding you. You are the master of the system, but not anything else. And then you relate further to know the source of your own being from ajna. From dharana, 6th step, through dhyana, which is truly called contemplation. The being relates to the source of the being. That is the 7th step, dhyana, which leads you to the very source of your own being, which is called Venus. From a pool of Venus, a being emerges. Just like from an ocean, a wave emerges. And the wave can join the ocean. So also every being can join his source, the beingness, which is eternal. So these are the steps in yoga, of which 4 are visible, 4 are invisible side of your being. 50-50 in yoga. Now, this yoga is known to the humanity from 10,000 years. And it is being taught by teachers to interested students. And the students have to practice. The individual effort is of great importance. Purusha prayatna, that is what we call in Sanskrit. Unless there is the effort, there is no fruition. The effort has to be there, then the fruition would happen as grace. The human effort and then the grace fulfilling it. So this is how it has been there since ages. But then very few could do it. Why? Because their limited ability is unable to accomplish this. Being in mind, the mind itself conditions the person not to get into a regular continuous practice. Mind has its own programs. Mind has its own games, isn't it? It tells, it always gives logic why we could not do a prayer. It satisfies you when you do not do the prayer, isn't it? Because it has a valid reason to offer. We cannot regularly do, while Patanjali says you have to do it very regularly. It has to be as regular as the downpour of oil, Taila Dharavat. If you pour oil from one vessel to the other, the oil has such continuity in it. Oil does not pour in like drops of water. It pours in continuity. There is no break. In the oil flow, there is no break because the viscosity is there. In water flow, there is break. And therefore, Patanjali himself said, Taila Dharavat. It should be as continuous as the downward flow of oil. Can it be for the human who is so engrossed in the world, and it is from this world he has to move into the other world by his effort? So you borrow the inspiration from the teacher, but still you have to do it. You have to do it. So as long as it remains as the individual effort, it is realized that it cannot happen at the rate at which it is expected to be. The Most High, meaning the origin, or the Brahman, himself realized that the beings, they cannot. You may give all the technology, but still their mind limits them to relate to the technology of yoga. Therefore, the origin decided to come up to do it itself for the beings. That's where the game is, the new game, or the new yoga. We are approaching December call, therefore, we necessarily get into this topic. I come here with a blank mind every time. So therefore, the origin decided, let us lift up this humanity. It cannot by itself lift up. For this reason, it has descended itself through so many realms from the supra-cosmic plane, which is where the energy of Brahman is extended up to supra-cosmic plane. From that plane, through the cosmic principle of Varuna, one of the two Ashwins, it is brought down to the solar plane, to the Sirius. And in Sirius, it was taken up by the ashram of Master Agastya or Master Jupiter. It is his abode. It is also the abode of Dattatreya or the teacher. Sirius is the teaching principle for this solar system, not for the universe. For this solar system, not just for our Earth, but for the entire solar system, Sirius is the teaching principle. All teachers of high orders, they descend via Sirius to this planet. When it is a planetary initiation, it happens from Sirius. The descent of energy is an initiation to the planet as such. Because the teacher is the teacher for the solar system. Meaning, the teacher is the teacher for other planets also. Sirius is as much, the energy of Sirius is as much a teaching principle to sun and the planetary system. He can make adjustments to the functioning of the sun and the planets relating to our solar system. And he is teacher, he means, when I say he, I am referring to the Sirius system, the dark star, the Sharameya Mandala or Dattatreya Mandala. It is teacher to five solar systems, of which one is ours. It's a very grand intelligence. We may be just for our joy setting up its image on the south here. It's only to maybe to recollect to me what I am to teach. Because you don't look at it, I am looking at daily. The moment I am here, you are all looking towards the north. I am looking towards the south. So every time it says, come on boys, ఫ్రీకే పోతుంది. సో ఇట్స్ ది టీచర్ ఫర్ 5 సోలార్ సిస్టమ్స్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ అవర్స్ ఈజ్ 1. 12 సోలార్ సిస్టమ్స్ ఫార్మ్ 1 గ్రూప్. దట్స్ వై వీ హ్యావ్ 12 సన్ సైన్స్, 12 సోలార్ సిస్టమ్. ది ఎనర్జీ ఆఫ్ 12 సోలార్ సిస్టమ్స్ ఈ సప్లై టు అస్ త్రూ ది 12 సన్ సైన్స్ ఇన్ ఏ సోలార్ ఇయర్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ సో వెరీ సింపుల్ ఇఫ్ యూ మేక్ ఎ రియల్ కాంటెంప్లేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దిస్ డైమెన్షన్స్. 12 సోలార్ సిస్టమ్స్ ఎనర్జీ కమ్ టు యూ. సో హీ ఈజ్ ది టీచర్ ఫర్ 5 సోలార్ సిస్టమ్స్ బికాస్ ది అదర్ 7 దే ఆర్ ఆల్ వెల్ ఇవాల్వ్డ్ రిప్రజెంటింగ్ ది గ్రేట్ బేర్. 5 సోలార్ సిస్టమ్స్ ఆర్ ఇవాల్వ్డ్, 7 సోలార్ సిస్టమ్స్ ఆర్ ఇవాల్వ్డ్, దే రిప్రజెంట్ ది గ్రేట్ బేర్. 5 సోలార్ సిస్టమ్స్ హ్యావ్ టు బి ఇవాల్వ్డ్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ వీఆర్ 1. సో టు ఇవాల్వ్ అవర్ సోలార్ సిస్టమ్ ది ఎనర్జీ హ్యాస్ డిసెండెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ సిరియస్ బయా ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ విచ్ వీ కాల్ యురేనస్. యురేనస్ ఈజ్ బట్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ రిలేటెడ్ టు ది సూప్రా కాస్మిక్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ వరుణ. వరుణ ఇన్ ది సోలార్ ప్లేన్ ఈజ్ యురేనస్ విచ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో వర్కింగ్ ఫర్ 5 సోలార్ సిస్టమ్. దట్ విచ్ వీ కాల్ యురేనస్ ఈజ్ వర్కింగ్ ఫర్ 5 సోలార్ సిస్టమ్. వీఆర్ ఓన్లీ వరిడ్ అబౌట్ అవర్ సోలార్ సిస్టమ్ అండ్ అబౌట్ అస్. సో త్రూ యురేనస్ ఇట్ కేమ్ టు ది సెంట్రల్ సన్ సిస్టమ్ రిలేటింగ్ టు లియో ఇన్ అవర్ సోలార్ సిస్టమ్. ది సెంట్రల్ సన్ ఇన్ లియో ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ రెగ్యులస్. ఫ్రమ్ రెగ్యులస్ ఇట్ ఎంటర్డ్ ఇన్ టు అవర్ సోలార్ సిస్టమ్ ది ఎనర్జీ. When it entered into our solar system, then a comet was utilized to transmit it in the solar system, and in such a transmission, the comet also came very near to the Earth and touched the Earth. So, if you see the scheme of things, all the scheme of things are stated here and there in a helter-skelter manner by Master Jwalkul in his teachings to Bailey. It is all there. But unless we have the grace, you cannot find all those pebbles that are set here and there to make it into a rosary. Isn't it? Not all beads relating to rosary would be found originally in one place. Some are collected from here, some are collected from there. When the ladies have their necklaces with the diamonds, not all diamonds are taken out from one source. Or if they have a pearl chain, not all pearls come from the same source. They are collected from various points, made into a rosary, then you understand the beauty of it. Like that, in the oceanic teachings of Master Jwalkul, I always said, when I relate to Master Jwalkul, I say, this is a huge ocean. Unless you reveal it, we don't get it with this mind. With this little mind, you cannot read all that he has given in his books. So this is all, what I am speaking to you, it is all there in the teachings of Master Jwalkul, which got connected to me in 1993. Consequently, I wrote the book Aquarian Master. The book Aquarian Master was released in 93. And in that, this passage of the impulse from origin, via the cosmic principle Varuna, to dark star system, and from dark star system via Uranus to the Regulus, the sun in the Leo system, from there into our solar system. Thereafter the role of comet came to me. The comet, which we call the comet Halley, it was induced with this energy. And then that energy in its rounds in the solar system when it was touching the tail of it, when it was touching the earth, the master was already there to receive it. It's not an accident. To us it's an accident. To him it was a conscious act, a very conscious act. And it always things happen in the midnight hours when we are all sleeping, you know. Lord Krishna was born in the midnight hour when the whole world is sleeping, isn't it? When was Jesus the Christ born? It was also midnight hour and 22nd December. Midnight hour is much more important than the mid-noon hour. But we the humans cannot be awake at the midnight hour to be so very alert. Even if we are awake, we are half asleep, half awake. Normally in life also we are half awake, not fully awake. And at the midnight hour we are maybe a quarter awake. But he was fully awake and waiting to receive it. What kind of a dimension the master must be having to know all this? See, later it is recorded somewhere. But when it was happening, how much more he would have known about it? He has come and he was staying in Kumbakonam and he was ready to receive it. And when it arrived, he was not sleeping. Normally, when a master of wisdom arrives, we would be deeply sleeping. When the energy visits, either during the teaching or during the prayer, people sleep. It is very common. When a very high presence is getting transmitted, most of the people fall asleep. You notice. And it was there in the story of Jesus also. His disciples always, invariably, without fail, fell asleep when he was visited by higher beings. Every time, when the high energy visits, they sleep. So that's our state. Here is another different story, that he was fully awake to receive it and to absorb it into himself. And he said, having understood in 60 days' time its quality, its purpose, he said it has come to lift up the humanity. He named it as Master. He named that energy as Master. We very loosely speak about Master, 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 Master. Master is the universal Master. He decided to descend to help the humanity. And he decided to help us regardless of our ability. That's the beauty. Because he says, I know that you cannot. So there is no point in goading you like a teacher. What does a school teacher does or a parent does with her child? They keep on goading him. Steady, 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 steady. To that point where the student gets fed up. Isn't it? The students are generally fed up with the teacher and the parents when they are too much insisted about studying. So also the aspirants who gather around a teacher, when the teacher always gives instructions, instructions, instructions and instructions, and always say, you are no good, you are no good, you are no good, the student gets dispirited and may even leave. Thank you. If I am not good enough, I'll come back in some future life. Where is the great hurry? Isn't it? But here is the dimension, that is where it is a new yoga. It is undoubtedly new yoga. When Master CVV said this is new yoga, Nutana Yoga, people tried to interpret it saying it is only old yoga, he says it is new yoga, etc. Why would a grand intelligence speak lies? You don't. I have written 33 dimensions of the newness relating to this yoga. Of course it is in Telugu. Someone has to translate it into English. 33 new dimensions relating to the yoga of the master, which are very new. One of them is that I will work for you, don't worry that you have to work for yourself. If the parents do the homework for the child, sometimes will not the child feel relieved? When child is getting tensed up with the homework, what is so big in causing more tension to the child by pushing him to complete the homework? Why can't you help him to do it? If you have the heart, he will do that. When you don't have the heart, you are sickly to insist upon the dirty discipline. That's how it is with the humans. It's your job. It's okay, it's your job. Why can't I help you in fulfilling your job? So here is the energy that says, I will help you. You don't have to worry. But all that I request from you is, be available to me. That's all. He is asking for our availability. We are not available. That's the beauty. Normally, in the traditional system, the teachers are not so very available. Isn't it? We know that there are so many grand masters on the planet. Are they available to us? We keep on running after them, isn't it? But here is a master who says, kindly be available to me. Be available to me in the morning and in the evening. That's all I want. If you are available to the master in the morning and evening regularly, without your initial understanding, he keeps on sculpturing you. He keeps on sculpturing you. Like a tailor, he removes the unrequired cloth and makes a very presentable dress. What does a tailor do? He eliminates the unnecessary cloth to bring out a shirt and a pant. Isn't it? So also in our energy, there is so much energy which is avoidable, which is undesirable, which is destructive. So he very tactfully eliminates it. Just like a tailor or a sculptor who eliminates the extra stone to reveal the beauty of the sculpture from the same mass of stone. In a mass of stone, a sculptor sees what part, if he eliminates, the sculpture comes out. He is not adding anything to the sculpture. So also a tailor, he takes your measurements and then eliminates the rest of the cloth dexterously by making an artistic cut with the help of the scissor. That's what the master says, essentially you are divine. I will remove all that which is non-divine, that is accumulated in you. Consequently, you find yourself. So this is the beauty of the work, which is taken up with a new impulse coming from the most high circles, which the master calls it as origin. That he says, you may do many other things, I don't care. By tradition, by family tradition, by national tradition, by other traditions, you may be doing so many things, I am unconcerned. I don't say you do it, I don't say you don't do it. It's up to you. But if you do this, it's a situation where I do for you, you don't have to do. So that's where it is in the initial stages. Those who are around him were very deeply benefited. There were philosophers, there were poets, there were writers, there were scholars who realized that how quickly it can be done, how fast it can be done. How fast. The kind of adjustments he made to health, the kind of adjustments he made to psyche, the kind of adjustments that he made to the entire life of those who related to him, they were all amazing. That's why he was called during those days as a mystic master, very mystic. He was also known as Comet Master. Comet Master. And his work is only to see at every time you relate to him, he keeps on refining you. When you are getting refined, these processes of yoga, they happen in you without much effort. You yourself get the impulse that I shall follow Ahimsa, finished. Like that, all the 10 steps of Yama Niyama, you get the inner impulse to fall in line with it. No effort. It's like fish taking into water. You fall in line with many things and ultimately he will take you into those unconscious states where the repair is done with the help of air. Prana treat. Your prana he readjusts. That's why he says, as long as you are with this energy, your personal astrology will not work on you. There is a personal chart to each one. And the chart is the kind of timetable set for you for this life. And the master said, your chart ceases to function because I have entrusted new functions to planets. When he was making such expressions, people who are in the vicinity, they were feeling that maybe he could be a bit crazy, isn't it? He said many things which looked to be very crazy. In fact, a great philosopher of South India, who was also a very profound astrologer, he calculated his own chart and he has come to know that the possible departure time is such and such time. His name is Pothuraj Narasimham. PN he is called. He is a medium. He wrote to the master that it is very likely that I may depart because my planetary conditions are like this. What do you suggest? What should I do to continue with you? The master wrote back saying, your chart will no more function. Your planetary configuration is under my guidance, not under your guidance. You would not depart before I depart. None of you would depart, those who follow me, he said clearly. They would not depart before me. They would all stay. They would continue to do this practice. And he also wrote in his letter, these are written documents, well preserved in Kumbakonam, where he said, your departure or your death is in my hand, not in your hands. As long as the working continues with you, and as much as is possible in this body, the workings continue to happen, and do not think of the death. That's why for a true medium of the master, his departure is not in his hand, but is in the hands of the master. That's how he gave out many statements. Why I say this is, he could gain mastery over the pranic principle. If you read Master E.K.'s Spiritual Astrology, in the last part of the caption, Capricorn. If possible, tomorrow I'll read it out. It is very clearly written that the master could move with the help of this energy into planetary, solar and cosmic plane, find the intricacies of the pranic principle of life force and see how he can link up the cosmic prana to this earth prana and establish a way by which people would be resisting from death. నాట్ ఎ స్మాల్ థింగ్. దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ ప్రేయర్ విచ్ వేర్ వీ సే మేబీ ట్రాన్సెండ్ మేబీ రెసిస్ట్ డిసీజ్ డీకే అండ్ డెత్, రియలైజ్ ది హైయెస్ట్ ట్రూత్, ది ప్యూర్ లవ్ అండ్ ది బ్లిస్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అండ్ సర్వ్ హ్యుమానిటీ అకార్డింగ్ టు థై ప్లాన్. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిమ్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ రెసిస్టెడ్ వెన్ యూఆర్ వర్కింగ్ విత్ దిస్. యువర్ కర్మ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో కెప్ట్ ఇన్ అబయన్స్. ది ప్రోగ్రామ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ కర్మ ఈజ్ కెప్ట్ ఇన్ అబయన్స్. డిసీజ్ డీకే అండ్ డెత్ ఆర్ రెసిస్టెడ్. ఆల్ దట్ హీ సెడ్ ఈజ్ మేక్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ అవైలబుల్ ట్వైస్ డేలీ. ఇట్స్ అన్ అపాయింట్మెంట్ విత్ ది మాస్టర్ ఎవ్రీ మార్నింగ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ ఈవినింగ్. సో వెన్ వీ రెగ్యులర్లీ రిలేట్ టు ఇట్ విత్ సర్టన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ నాట్ ఎ రొటీన్ వే ఆఫ్ రిలేటింగ్ అటర్ ఫోర్ ది సౌండ్ కాన్షియస్లీ. వెన్ ది సౌండ్ ఈజ్ బీయింగ్ అటర్డ్ ఫోర్ బీ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ది థ్రోట్. దట్స్ వేర్ ది సైలెన్స్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్స్ ఇన్ టు సౌండ్ అండ్ ది థ్రోట్ సెంటర్ ఈజ్ ది సెంటర్ ఆఫ్ ఆకాశ. ఇట్ ఈస్ ది ఫిఫ్త్ సెంటర్ ఇన్ ది బాడీ అండ్ ఇట్ రిలేట్స్ టు ది ఫిఫ్త్ ఎలిమెంట్ ఆకాశ. సో వెన్ యూ అటర్ ఫోర్ దెన్ ది వైబ్రేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సౌండ్ కాజెస్ ది నీడెడ్ ఎయిర్ మూమెంట్ అండ్ ది సెంటర్ రిలేటింగ్ టు ది ఎయిర్ ఈజ్ ది హార్ట్. అనాహత అనాహత ది అడ్జస్ట్మెంట్స్ ఆర్ మేడ్ విత్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ ఎయిర్. డౌన్ అండర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫైర్ వాటర్ అండ్ మ్యాటర్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ది వర్క్ ఈజ్ ఇనిషియేటెడ్ ఎట్ ది థ్రోట్ విచ్ ఈజ్ అగైన్ అన్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ సౌండ్ జెమిని. ఇజన్ ఇట్ థ్రోట్ ఈజ్ జెమిని. ది ఇనిషియేషన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ జెమిని. మేకాల్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ జెమిని. ది వర్కింగ్ ఈజ్ విత్ ది సౌండ్. ది మాస్టర్ ఈజ్ జూపిటేరియన్. జూపిటేరియన్ మాస్టర్ జూపిటర్ ఆల్వేస్ వర్క్స్ విత్ సౌండ్. He makes a triangle between the aspirant and the master with the sound as the third point. Sound as the third point. So when you make the utterance of the sound, be conscious. When you utter forth Master Namaskaram or Namaskaram's Master, be aware of the vibrations that the sound generates at the throat center. Then they descend and get into the heart and cause the inner adjustment. That's why the master says, the moment you invoke, I am already there at your heart. I get into your heart. I means the energy. The energy gets into your heart center. He very clearly stated, you relate more to the movement that is caused through the utterance of the sound, the vibrations that are generated when you utter the mantra. Don't relate to me anymore, he said. Initially, you look to me. You can pay your respect to me. You look to my eyes. Thereafter, utter forth. After, when you are uttering forth, be conscious of your uttering. And be conscious of the vibrations that it generates at the throat. And be conscious of the movement from the throat either to the higher side or into the lower dimensions. Keep observing, he said. So when this observation is regularly made, you are relating to the functioning of the energy in you. Initially, since most of the human beings would be at solar plexus, they would be lifted up by this energy. This lift-up is the work of Udana Prana. Among the five pranas, Udana Prana does the lift-up. So the lift-up happens from solar plexus into the heart. That means you overcome the bridge of the diaphragm. That's where from visible to invisible side you are lifted up. But you still perceive it because air is perceptible, though not visible. Air is perceptible, though it is not visible. So you stay with the air in your own, in the center of air, which is the heart, where suddenly you would sometimes become the familiar superficial consciousness is absorbed deep into your own being, where the adjustments start functioning. And when the adjustments keep on happening in you, many times you do not know. That's what we started with. It doesn't matter whether you have known or not known, as long as you are inclined to keep your eyes closed, stay in that stature, stay in that state. The eyes, another dimension which the master said is, when you are relating to the vibrations that are generated from the sound of the mantra, your eyes automatically get closed. Your eyes automatically get closed and you do not get the inclination to open. And even if you try to, they do not open so very easily. That means it is at work. So as long as it is at work, your eyes get closed. Number one. Number two, as long as the work is on, there is generation of heat in you. It is a kind of warmth that is generated in the heart. There is a kind of comforting warmth that happens in the upper torso of your body. Upper torso of your body. And this is how you will realize that something is happening in you and you remain closed. And after some time you may not know what is happening. That's another thing. Even when you do not know what is happening, your head will not fall. Your head remains vertically on the neck. It will not fall this way, it will not fall this way, it will not fall to the front. It will not fall to the back. Because the vertical is at work. The vertical is at work. Don't take satisfaction that you did not know what is happening. It can also happen during your sleep. When you are into a kind of sleepy state, the head falls. That you are not into a sleepy state is known to you when the head does not fall. You are not conscious, yet your head is vertical. These are certain litmus tests, we say, certain measures by which we should know whether things are happening in right direction or not. Let it happen. Let it happen. So that way of happening results in adjusting the pranic principle and also adjusting the awareness principle, which functions as your psyche. These are the two flows in us. There is the thread of awareness, there is the thread of life. Both are set to adjustment. That is one dimension. Then comes the another dimension of omniscience, which I touched only in the morning. I spoke about omnipresence. Then comes, at this stage, the omniscience, meaning you start knowing things relating to you, relating to the surroundings. Slowly things reveal, and the kind of, because the master is omniscient, he's omnipresent, he's omnipotent. And as much as you are relating to him, his qualities slowly manifest in us. Slowly. You would be informed as much as is needed for the purpose of your life. To fulfill the purpose of your life, what is needed for you is informed to you from within. We don't need the entire universal wisdom. If needed, yes. If needed, yes. If not needed, why should you carry all that with you? For your journey, whatever is needed, for a very conscious journey, that much is given. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, how much water is there in the lake? How are you bothered? He says, how much water is there in the lake? How much water is daily generated in the lake? How many water is used by people around? హౌ మచ్ వాటర్ రిమైన్స్ ఇన్ ది లేక్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ నో మీనింగ్ టు యూ. వాట్ ఈజ్ రిలవెంట్ టు యూ యూ కెన్ టేక్ ఫ్రమ్ ది లేక్. ది క్వాంటిటీ ఆఫ్ ది వాటర్ దట్ యూ నీడ్ యూ కెన్ డ్రా ఫ్రమ్ ది లేక్. యూ కెన్ డ్రా ఫర్ ది డే, యూ కెన్ డ్రా ఫర్ ది వీక్. యాజ్ మచ్ వాటర్ యాజ్ యూ నీడ్ యూ టేక్ ఫ్రమ్ ది లేక్. హౌ మచ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ జనరేటింగ్, హౌ మచ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ యూజ్డ్, హౌ మచ్ ఈస్ అవైలబుల్ ఇన్ ది లేక్, దీస్ క్యాలిక్యులేషన్స్ హ్యావ్ నో మీనింగ్ హి సెడ్, బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇమ్మెషరబుల్. ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ ఇమ్మెషరబుల్. జ్ఞానం అనంతం, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎండ్లెస్. ఇన్ దిస్ ఎండ్లెస్ ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ రిలవెంట్ టు యూ ఈజ్ రివీల్డ్ టు యూ వెన్ యూ ఆర్ ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రేయర్. దిస్ ఈజ్ అనదర్ డైమెన్షన్. అండ్ యూ ఫీల్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ఫార్మ్డ్, ఫర్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ఫార్మ్డ్ అండ్ యాక్ట్ అపాన్ ఇట్, యాక్ట్ అపాన్ ఇట్. సమ్ వుడ్ బి, సమ్ నాలెడ్జ్ వుడ్ బి ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్, మీనింగ్ ఆపరేటివ్ నాలెడ్జ్. సబ్ నాలెడ్జ్ వుడ్ కమ్ టు యూ యాజ్ జనరల్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ స్పెక్యులేటివ్ నాలెడ్జ్. స్పెక్యులేటివ్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఆపరేటివ్ నాలెడ్జ్, దిస్ వుడ్ బి సప్లైడ్ టు అస్ రెగ్యులర్లీ ఇన్ ది ప్రేయర్. ట్రై టు యాక్ట్ అపాన్ ఇట్, దట్స్ ఇట్. దెన్ ది వర్క్ మూవ్స్ ఆన్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ ది మచ్ చెరిష్డ్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ది ఇమోర్టల్ అండ్ డివైన్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది బీయింగ్ గెట్స్ గ్రాడ్యువల్లీ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్. యూ గెట్ ఇన్ టు డిఫరెంట్ రెల్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఓన్ బీయింగ్ అప్ టు ది టాప్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ హెడ్. Up to the top of your head, the seven planes of existence are in a miniature form presented in a sevenfold man from Sahasrara to Muladhara. We permeate in the lower three planes of mind, senses and body. Later you move to the field of wisdom which is at the heart. You move to the field of bliss which is around the throat and the brow center. Then you move into the field of the tapasvins or the souls who are ever in contemplation to help the universe. And then you move into the original source. These are the seven states that we have. Satyam, Satyaloka, Tapoloka. Tapoloka means where beings contemplate for the good of the entire universe. Tapoloka. సత్యలోక, తపోలోక, అండ్ దెన్ యూ కమ్ టు మహర్లోక వేర్ యూ సీ ది మ్యాజిక్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్విజిబుల్ బికమింగ్ విజిబుల్, విజిబుల్ బికమింగ్ ఇన్విజిబుల్. యూ కెన్ ఆల్సో సీ ది మ్యాజిక్ ఆఫ్ ఇనానిమేట్ బికమింగ్ యానిమేట్, యానిమేట్ బికమింగ్ ఇనానిమేట్. ఆల్ దట్ మ్యాజిక్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ మహత్. అండ్ దట్ మహర్లోక ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ యువర్ థ్రోట్ అండ్ ది బ్రోసెట్. And then you get into the field of the akasha at the throat and into the field of air at the heart, into the field of fire at solar, at Swadhisthana, actually speaking, sattva. There is a confusion which is the higher center, which is the lower center. All books speak Manipuraka or solar plexus as the center, as the center of fire. But the truth is it is the center of water. Sacral is the center of fire. And then Muladhara is the center relating to matter. So into all these planes we can ascend and descend according to purpose. Once you lift up yourself to your immediate next plane and progress further into other planes of existence. So such is the yoga for which we gather in his name. And we try to know what exactly he intended to do for us, and then therefore get more focused about the work that he intends to do with us, and offer ourselves in trust. What is needed is trust. When you keep on doing it, the trust gets generated. The proof of pudding is in its eating, isn't it? Once you taste it, you find the trust, yes, this is tasty. Then you keep on working with it and let it happen until we are fully prepared and the master promised that I shall ensure that you grow in your awareness as much as I am. As much as I am. If I am Brahman, you too will be the Brahman. That kind of promise he made. So therefore, it is our bounden duty, either for May call and December call, to recapitulate this. So in this recapitulation, I have touched today the invisible dimension of the yoga of the master. The state of unawareness, which would eventually become aware to us after the process takes place. So may you, according to your own inclination, according to your own inspiration, relate to this, the yoga of the master, and gain the needed immortal and divine side of your own being. Thank you and namaskaram.